I want to start hour number three by talking some hockey, specifically Washington Capitals hockey. We are joined by the head coach of that team in his fourth season with the Capitals, four straight seasons of 100-plus points. He's led the Capitals to three straight divisional titles. Also, the 2016 Jack Adams Award winner, Washington, hosting New Jersey tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Barry Trotz is the head coach of the Capitals. He joins us again. Barry, it's so good to have you back. How are you? How are things?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, Barry. Thank you very much. You dropped a tough one in Nashville last night, 4-3, but after the game, you did say you like what you see from your guys and the way they're playing right now. So what do you like about what you see, and do you feel like this team is ready for the postseason?
Well, I think, in the past, we've had some, towards the end, we've had a little bit of room to breathe, and what happens, your game slips. Guys are just trying to get to the postseason, nicked up and all that, so you lose a little edge in your game, and I think we've played right through that. We've had a couple tough games last weekend, beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh in a real big game, and then the next night against St. Louis was very desperate in St. Louis and winning both those games, and playing the number one team who is trying to clinch the division and win their President's Trophy. So we've played three really good playoff teams, a real good test for us as a group. And in each game, we've played very, very well. I like the pace of our game. I like our commitment. I would say we probably didn't have enough skin in the game as you would probably like that you'd see in playoffs. But that's probably normal when you're one game away from the playoffs. So and you're really not playing for any seeding or anything. But I like the way our guys are committed to the details of the game right now and playing quickly.
Barry Trotz joining us. I like it. Now, as I mentioned off the top, you've had more than 100 points in every season that you've been in charge there, and you've won three straight divisional titles. You see, when you do it every single year, people almost become accustomed to it, and they take it for granted. But you know differently. When you look at what the grind of the regular season is, how much pride is there for you and the team in 4 years of 100 points and those three straight divisional titles?
I think people in the business that live the business day in and day out, they know, A, how hard it is just to make the playoffs in this league. There's so much parity. There's so many good teams. There's going to be a lot of good teams that don't make it. To be consistent, as we have been, back-to-back President's Trophies, 400-point seasons and now our third division title, there is a lot of pride in that, in the fact that, this year we – a lot of people were picking us not to maybe make the playoffs or just get in. I don't know of anybody who said that we win the division. We've added a lot of people because we lost a lot last year. So my biggest pride is in the culture that we've created in the last 4 years, that winning is important. And no matter what, it's sort of that next man up mentality. That's where I put the most pride in. And that says a lot about our core. Says a lot about what we've done in the last 4 years. So I take a lot of pride, and we have the goal that most teams have is winning a Stanley Cup. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that the last 2 years. We haven't been able to get by the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have won back-to-back cups, but no one's got by them. So I guess there's not much we can say until we get by them, but no one's been able to get by the Penguins the last 2 years.
Barry Trotz, my guest. Barry, go back to that point about culture, because it seems to me, I don't care what sport you're in, no great teams can be great without having that great culture. And the thing is, it's not like you've been rolling out the same guys every single year. There really was significant roster turnover after last season. So how do you maintain that same culture and the same winning ways when you have a bunch of new guys in that room?
Well, I think you have to trust the process. I mean, we knew that we weren't going to be the same team. We didn't have the same talent base. We had a lot of, we were running. We had a major injury to a guy named Matt Niskanen, who is a major player on our defense. He went down for 6 weeks to start the year. We were playing three rookie defensemen that had combined, I think, two NHL games between the three of them, and we're playing those three guys. And knowing that. We just have to go through the growing pains and just stick with it. Don't panic. Let it grow. And I think having the good culture that we had already established, it allowed everybody to just take a breath, calm down. It's going to be all right. Just, let the process happen. And I think in good organizations, in sport or business, you have a culture that understands and doesn't panic at the first sign of of adversity or anything. And you see that in sport. You see that in the New England Patriots, probably the gold standard in football. You see it in baseball, and you see it in other sports. And you see it in hockey. The teams that have a really good culture usually can last for a long time and are competing at least for the playoffs or in the playoffs every year.
Capitals head coach Barry Trotz talking culture with us. You know, you and I have talked in the past about Alex Ovechkin and what a special player he is. Last month, Barry, he scored his 600th career goal. And before last night's game, he was honored for playing in his 1,000th game. What do those two numbers mean to you? And what's it say about him as a player?
Well, you know, what amazes me about Ovi is, let's just talk about the 600 goals. He's done it in an era where a lot of people say it's a dead puck era. And really where the defense are better, the schemes are better. Just the game, there's not as much room. It's a workman's league with a high skill. And Ovi's been able to do it all the time, consistently. He's won the Rocket Richard, I think, 6 or 7 times, probably 7 this year now. And what he's done it so quickly, his numbers based on 600 goals in the number of games he's played is astounding. Because there's not anybody scoring 92 goals a year or 77 goals a year like there was in the 70s. You hit 50. If Ovi hits 50 this year, he'll be the only guy to do that. So to put up those numbers in the number of games is just absolutely astonishing. And then to play 1,000 games, he's the first one from his draft class to do that. But he is a physical guy. He's not a guy that doesn't get involved. I mean, he is a wrecking ball. And to not have an injury where you've missed significant time, his durability is incredible. He's a little bit of a freak of nature because he's a big man who plays a high-skilled game, and he's fearless. So it's been a pleasure to watch him. I've seen him, his 500th and his 600th goal. You realize how great he is. He's the greatest goal scorer of his generation.
You know, Barry, to your point about 92 goals, I mean, I can't help but laugh about that. Is that not the most astounding thing you could ever imagine? 92 goals in a single season?
It is. I mean, you start looking at the numbers that Gretz put up. He had a 200-point year. I mean, that if you had a 200-point year now, you would be like, this guy's not even human. And it's astounding. So, if you could take Ovi's number and this era and calculate it, and they have ways of doing that, he'd have pretty impressive numbers.
Then again, Gretz didn't seem human back then, right? 92 goals, 200 points. You know, there was some
He wasn't. He is the best.
I mean, has there ever been anybody better? And explain this, Barry, for those who are maybe a little bit younger who didn't know, when you look at Gretz, if you didn't know Wayne Gretzky, and if you didn't know the mind he had for the game and the vision for the game, and you just looked at him as an athlete, you would never think there was anything exceptional about him at all. What was it that made him the best?
I think, you know, his ability to process, his ability to calculate, to see the ice. He used deceptions. He used his God-given talent to decipher the game at a different level. He was really, to me, he was like the Einstein of hockey in his era. And the one question I always hear is, you know, who is the greatest player of all time? And that is, the greatest player of all time has not been born yet, because it's evolution. So I always look at who is the greatest player in his generation and the biggest degree of separation from, you know, the good players and the great ones. Gretz had there was a big gap between Gretz and everybody else. Bobby Orr in his era, Sid Crosby would be one of them, and Alex in this era. So, you know, the next era, is it a Connor McDavid, or is it a Austin Matthews? But there's an era when we got, you know, a 10 to 12 year period where players are in their prime. How much separation do they have from the field, if you will? It's like horse racing. You know, it's like Secretariat won by, you know, an outstanding number of lengths and to win the Kentucky Derby, and that's the greatest horse ever. So I think it's generational because everything is just evolving all the time.
Well, now you're preaching to the choir when you talk horse racing. So a final thought then. You and I have talked in the past about some of the great young players in the game, and in particular, Barry, about the speed of the game right now. So how much has the game changed over the past few years, and then how much does that impact how you approach it as a coach?
Well, it evolves. I mean, right now, this level of skill and speed in the game has never been reached before. I mean, every era has great teams and great players, but this level of young players, it's the evolution of training. It's the everything from internet to technology in terms of sticks and skates and the teaching tools and the video. Players are much more prepared, much more aware, have the resources to become those great athletes, and it's the coaching has gotten better. So you look at a guy like Connor McDavid coming in, and a guy like Austin Matthews. I mean, they barely miss a beat, and they become the top players in the league very quickly. So right now, the league has never been faster. It's never been as skilled, and it's probably never had as much parity as it does right now.
Capitals head coach Barry Trotz, my guest. They're getting ready for the postseason. They've got New Jersey first tomorrow night. Barry, awesome to get caught up with you. I knew we had to do it before that postseason started. Always good to have you on the show, Barry. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Jim.
That was fun, Barry. Great job. Really well done. Loved his thoughts on Kretz and what made him the outlier, what made him different. It is true. Those numbers are amazing. 92 goals and 200 points. 92 goals for a playmaker. 92 goals for a guy who was not a pure goal scorer. I remember that season, too. I remember thinking and following it, like, what did he do last night? What's he going to do tonight? How many goals is he going to get now? I mean, 200 points and 92 goals in a single season. It was crazy.